B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. For a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. Void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
One of the things that I told the team today, you know, not just with Jay, really with the whole football team, you know, we've been a resilient, hard-playing group. You know, we compete for 60 minutes, and sometimes we just got to be better. And as far as our performance.
That was Bears head coach John Fox on what he told his team after yesterday's overtime loss to San Francisco. Bears fell to 5-7 on the season and are most certainly out of the playoff picture. Elsewhere in the league, the Rams have fired offensive coordinator Frank Sinietti after the team only managed to put 3 points on the board against the Cardinals on Sunday. Tight end coach Rob Boris will take over for Sinietti. Johnny Manziel's time in the corner for misbehaving may not be over yet. After multiple reports today that Manziel would start against San Francisco on Sunday, Browns coach Mike Pettine says he's not yet prepared to name a starter. Ravens tight end Nick Boyle's been suspended for the final 4 games of the season for violating the NFL's PED policy. Washington and Dallas play tonight on Monday Night Football. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score. Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Phoenix has lost 4 in a row. Earlier today, the Bulls announced they've recalled forward Cameron Bairstow from the Austin Spurs of the NBA Developmental League. And a lot going on at the winter meetings today in Nashville. The Cubs have already announced a signing. They've agreed to a 1-year, $4.25 million deal with reliever Trevor Cahill. He might get a shot at stretching out to try to make the starting rotation in spring training. Meanwhile, Cubs and Rays are said to be discussing a deal that would send Javier Baez to Tampa for some young pitchers. On the other side of town, MLB.com's Scott Merkin says the White Sox are looking for infielders. They've been linked to free agent shortstop Asdrubal Cabrera. The Dodgers' deal for closer Aroldis Chapman may not be complete after all, according to ESPN's Jason Stark. He says the Reds are telling other clubs that no final agreement with LA has been reached. Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Bat 17 in Evanston from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
And San Francisco has run away with a 26-20 win.
Breaking down yesterday's game.
Yeah, I think, you know, really what you did last week is what you've done for me lately in this league. So you've got to be ready every week, and you've got to perform at a high level. And we came up a little short today.
Robbie swings his right foot into it. The kick is no good. With 2 seconds left, he misses his second kick of the day.
It's a team. Everybody knows that. You know, we lost as a team.
I told him on the sideline, hey, man, you our brother, man. We got your back. You know, it's football, man. It's, nobody ain't going to never be perfect, man.
Well, I feel terrible. I mean, obviously, I have a job to do. I didn't do that today.
Been down this road a couple times. I would do it exactly the same. And it presented itself that way again, obviously. You know, it's always better when you make the kick.
Just wake up in the morning. You know, I mean, last night we're talking about it. I mean, you don't need to play the game on Saturday night. I mean, you need to think about the game, but emotionally, then you can't sleep. You know, so, you know, the big deal is get you a good night's sleep. And when that alarm goes off, let's go. each person make a conscious decision. Hey, look, I'm going to have some energy today. I'm going to have some fire, you know, just waking up thinking that way, you know, and that was the talk at breakfast and excitement. And you know what I mean? And just a conscious decision.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a Bears fan.
Well, what happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
It was the worst ever.
The Boars and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It is indeed a Bears Monday. We're talking to you at 312-644-6767. We, like the Bears, would like to improve on that.
Well, we're not improving on the broadcast. It's going to be Kenny and Moose and Laura Oakman for their Sunday noon start time.
Oh,
the number three
no.
broadcast team once again.
Oh, no.
And this email from Tomac, who says, guys, I found it really odd when Robbie Gould decided to put a book on his head mid-kick.
This is the things I'm talking about. Yep. I that was what it was.
Where did that call come from?
I don't know.
His helmet had no ear holes. Eric and Burr Ridge, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Oh, that guy just stole my book comment I was going to make. But do you think part of the reason why Robbie Gould has had issues, and I think it's been the last couple years, is the rotation of long snappers that they've been throwing in there that are throwing off his timing?
Possibly, but I mean, how much can it throw off your timing? You get the snap, you put it down, you kick it.
Yeah, I don't want to sit around and make excuses for place kickers because you know, people replace them. You know, it'd be bad, but you replace them. And like I say, there's no point at this time of the season of doing it. But there are a lot of guys that kind of get that second chance and do kick better. Kind of like weird. They're bad somewhere, and then they come back and they kick. Okay.
Yeah, the long snapping is bad. But
yeah, it is.
And that kick, the ball was there. Ball was placed, ready to go. We've had a bad run of Joes lately, so it's been like a Bob today. The Joes have inhabited the bodies of the Bobs today, but we'll try another
one. All right, let's try it again.
Joe, you're on the Score.
Yeah, you see, he did it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. You called us.
Yeah, hey, this is Joe Algonquin. I just want to make a comment real quick. Everyone keeps putting things on Robbie Gould and the last kick in the last 2 seconds of the game. And my observation was real quick. That first
it's not return, it's already not real quick.
The punt return, Reynolds made an unnecessary holding call. That would have been a touchdown for Bears. 4 more points, and I don't know if we'd be
he missed the kick that would have won the game with no time left. It was essentially an extra point.
I understand, sir. All I'm trying to make point was that we were talking about points in the game and the fact that if we didn't have the holding call, it would have
you can't that, you can't
but you can't
you can't do
a penalty's
that.
The penalty. A missed kick is something that's right. That's different.
He committed the penalty, and that was early in the game. You're talking about the kick to win the game.
No, I understand. I agree with the IOR.
It's not an opinion. It's a fact. You don't agree or disagree with facts.
It is a fact. You're correct. Thank you very much.
All right, we might have to ban people named Joe for the remainder of the day. What do you think?
Well, you're the one that keeps... I think they're all just saying they're Joe.
You think so?
I think so.
Well,
I mean,
this guy in East Chicago, he says he's the Axe Man. So, you know, this will be a good font.
All righty.
Hello, the Axe Man.
Axe Man.
How you doing today?
Oh.
Okay. What makes you the Axe Man?
Well, it's actually X, like...
Oh,
for Xavier.
X-Man. Okay. Does your name begin with an X?
Yes, it does. It's Xavier.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, just two things. After that clown show yesterday, there was a slight ray of hope when Marinari caught that one pass to set up that touchdown.
Yep.
And he got hurt, and he limped off the field. And I'm thinking, oh, awesome. Now you won't return punts or kickoffs anymore.
Well, he doesn't return kickoffs anymore.
He was back, though, wasn't he?
He got hurt, and then all of a sudden they replaced him with 14, and he makes that great return. Awesome.
Okay. All right, X-Men.
Marinari.
You know, you ask a guy four different times. You go, you said Axeman, right? Axeman, like the weapon, the tool. Yeah. Axeman.
No, that's Axeman. It. You're Axeman.
That's right. Then he gets on with you. He's like, no, it's X-Man. Xavier, our
bad.
Moron.
You know, you're bad.
I don't know what to say.
It's our bad.
Well, it's just, you know, no, it's not anyone's bad. It's just, except it's for that guy.
It's that guy's
his own freaking name. I mean, maybe I said specifically, you mean like the tool, the weapon, Axeman. Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
All right, idiot.
He's confused as to what an axe is.
Maybe he is.
Right? Maybe moron. He's actually the Ask Man.
I don't know. Easy. Well, I won't say that.
Bears Monday. We love Bears Monday because everything is stupid.
I tell you, this is an all-timer.
We're working
on an all-timer here.
Why was Robbie Gold wearing Carmen Miranda's hat made of fruit?
Nobody knows Carmen Miranda's hat.
I know Carmen Miranda's hat.
But you and me and then three others that are alive.
Well, she's
the only one who know Carmen Miranda. She's under a drive.
She wore fruit on her head. Who else? Who would, other than Carmen Miranda,
yeah.
who wears fruit on his or her head? Famously.
John Cena.
No, he doesn't. You're making that up.
It's my bodyguard. I better not.
Who would be your second team, your B-list?
The fruit on your head team?
The fruit on head person. Who would it be? There is no other go-to. When you the image of fruit on one's head.
No, I think that once she did it, I think people decided there's no point in ever doing that again, don't you? I mean, I think that's over. That's over.
The fruit on head is over.
Phone call over. Yeah. That's it.
Well, they're out today. Here they come.
People say to me that I get for these references that people don't know what I'm talking about. Well, you drop that one on you.
Where would you go with a fruit on head reference? You're not offering up any alternatives.
I don't have one.
Well, find one. Be a better name for somebody who was known famously for having fruit on their head. It was the theme of the day yesterday. Apple, apple, plum, plum. He's screaming it out of the line of scrimmage. Eric and Logan Square.
My bad.
Score. Hi, Eric.
How you doing, boys?
Bad.
Good. Not Joe.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking it.
I'm glad you mentioned the fruit because I thought I was hearing crazy things on the television yesterday.
But no, he was. Those were their audibles.
I know. I was yelling papaya, mango at the TV thinking I was going crazy. But my comment is about the play calling. It was conservative all game, and obviously Robert Gold is the cause of the loss at the end, but the drive leading up to that point, If my question is, why don't you put your foot on the gas, try to score, and use that field goal, you know, as like a backup plan?
No problem with the strategy. That's
no,
Robbie.
That's Gold. That's the one thing that I agree with John Fox yesterday about.
That's a veteran.
That's
kicker.
What you do. That's what you do.
You're at home. You know the drill. You know
took
the
it down to 2 seconds. Surface. It's over. It's all you.
It's over.
That's, celebrate. Have big party.
He's made him before. I'm not. I don't question the strategy.
No. Yesterday, you know, thanks for the call, but I didn't want any Bear throwing anything in the end zone after a while watching it. First of all, you didn't throw the ball down the field enough, and then throwing it in the end zone wasn't really very much of an answer either. And I don't know what Jay was doing yesterday. It wasn't the same. It wasn't tight. It was all kind of out of sync, and I didn't want him throwing it anywhere. That was the perfect thing to do. You get your three downs, use up every one of their timeouts. There's 2 seconds left, and Jim Tom Sula goes home.
Garrett and Lafayette.
But he didn't.
You're on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I believe it's been you in the past that has always said your team is reflective of their record. And
it was Bill Parcells who says you are what your record says you are.
Right. And I think that everybody was just getting too excited when they pulled off a miracle victory in Green Bay because this team was never supposed to have more than 6 wins. And they were playing above grade, but, you know, I think that yesterday happening the way it did, it's almost like you gave one away, but you took one in Green Bay also that you had no business winning. It balances out eventually, and I still don't see the talent level on the team as being better than 6 wins at best.
Well, yeah, that's not the point, though. The point is that you had them. You had them from 36 yards away with allegedly, quote-unquote, one of the best kickers in the game. You're right. They're awful yesterday, and we don't doubt they're awful. Garrett, we don't like their roster. We know they got a long way to go. I never thought they're going to make the playoffs anyway, but at least you could keep it interesting another week rather than lay that turd and then have a chance to win, and he can't hit a chip shot. I mean, I think, yeah, there's something to be said. We know the Bears are no damn good.
It was nice to have the carrot out there, though. It was nice to think that maybe in this stupid league, they could keep it meaningful.
Keep it real.
And keep it relevant. And they just ultimately weren't good enough because of a lot of missed opportunities.
That's correct.
It was the way they did it that was kind of maddening.
Mm-hmm.
In Oakland, California, it is Jeff. He is on the score.
Hi, how you guys doing? Happy Bears Monday.
Yes, indeed.
Happy holidays.
And by the way, before I start, Dan, I just want to mention something. You write those columns for the station's website.
Yes.
And about a year ago, you mentioned that you said maybe you're just having a bad hair day or something, but you said, I don't know why I write these things. Nobody reads them. Well, I read them, and I really like them.
Thank you, Jeff. I know. We actually have the data for how often. They're pretty well read. Otherwise, they wouldn't have me do it.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
I wouldn't have you do it anyway.
About the game yesterday that nobody's talked about. Uh-oh. It looked to me like Jay Cutler was not mentally prepared to play that football game. He didn't even do the Bears had this thing set up where he was walking up to the line and looking over the defense, to be figuring out what the defense was. He looked like he couldn't even identify the defense. His throws were terrible. He just looked like he wasn't mentally ready for the game. And that might have been the reason.
I don't know if it's not mentally.
It's a conservative game.
I'll give you, Jeff, that something looked off.
Yeah, it was off.
Something was not right. And it wasn't right about. I don't know what if he wasn't seeing things properly because his audibles were terrible.
Yeah, they were.
It's like he thought he saw something that wasn't there. And then it was another rush for no gain. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know if he's thrown off by the fact that nobody can find his brother-in-law or having a new baby.
Well, he was snapped to. He was asked a question. He snapped and answered, no, nothing to do with it. Yeah, I it was all off. And whatever he did, whatever he audible into, whatever he audible out of, it didn't matter. It didn't work. And his throws were off. I mean, I
he also suffered a concussion, and I don't care what anybody says.
That play, by the way. And I've got a list of kickers here. The Robbie Gould is 19th now.
Okay.
In the NFL. That's not good. 19th is too far
in
back.
Percentage? Guy who,
yeah.
Okay.
That's too far back. That's, you know, you also back guys I don't think I've ever heard of. I guess I don't watch enough of the guys kicking. But penalty? A safety hit?
Oh, the Jaquiski Tart hit?
Jaquiski Tart.
That's a fine. I know that. He'll be fine.
Not a penalty?
Should've
not
been
roughing?
Absolutely should have been a penalty. Okay. And probably will be a fine. But he also...
No, it's a fine, but I'm just saying that...
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know
roughness.
What else is roughing that's if
Charles
that's
Martin.
Not...
That's a body slam.
Yeah, I don't know what else is roughing.
It's like you can't pick up the quarterback and throw him down on his head.
Yeah, I don't know what else is roughing.
Jerome Boger is an idiot. That guy's lost.
He is lost.
He's lost. But,
he is lost.
But did you see how woozy Cutler was?
Yes.
He's like, he's reaching for the ball. His arms are like spaghetti. That's a concussion.
Yeah. That was
and everybody else like, well, we've got our independent neurologist there. They're pulling this guy. They're pulling that guy out. That guy gets slammed on his head, has trouble standing up. He's all wobbly. Oh, no, he's good.
And he goes straight to the bench, and he puts his cap on and then puts a book on his head, and he sits down and he starts looking at his iPad.
And he gets on the phone.
Yep.
They had Fails warming up.
Yep.
And then they talk to him.
He's the fail safe. You know, I think there's a I don't know. Look, I watch a lot of football. And I see quarterback guys called for hitting the quarterback, right? That you go, oh, come on. Oh, come on now. That's like a glancing blow, and he couldn't help himself, and he certainly didn't do it intentionally. You know what I mean? You see it all day long.
He picked him up and threw him on his head.
He picked him up and threw him on his head.
Right in front of the referee. In Rockford, it is Ryan on the score.
Hey, guys, I was just wondering on that Blaine Gabbert touchdown when she broke away, if you thought the Bears defense may have let up a little bit, assuming he was going to slide.
Yes. Yeah, we talked to Matt Bowen about that specifically.
Yeah, I think they probably
it was definitely an element of that.
Yeah.
And then would that mean that's possibly stemming from kind of the protect the quarterback mentality?
We spoke specifically with Matt Bowen about that, and that is what I brought up to him, that you can see that there is some reticence on the part of defensive players, mm-hmm. worried about some sort of roughness penalty if a guy is even just beginning to
unless you're tart, you're not worried about roughing at all.
And here, if your name is Jaquiski,
don't spell it Jaquiski. I've never heard that before. Have you ever heard that before?
I can't believe that Key and Peele didn't get him in their East West game part 3. If they could get Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Fozzie Whitaker and DeBrickishaw Ferguson, how do you not get Jaquiski Tart?
He's a mean son of a bitch, I'll tell you that. He is. That guy coming in there with a menacing...
But how do you get Jaquiski from Jaquiski?
I don't know. And how do you throw a quarterback on his head
that's like,
in front of every official in the world and not get a call?
But that's like calling Bisquick Bisquack. Careful. I mean, seriously. It's Jaquiski.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think...
I'm Jaquiski. Okay, well, then you whip up some pancakes or a big box of Bisquack. Mmm. That's some good eating.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Roberto in Highwood on the score.
Yeah, Roberto here. I want to just also comment on the fine announcers comparing Langford to Gale Sayers. The styles are so far different. It was incredible. They probably don't even remember Gale Sayers.
I don't think either one of them do. Moose certainly doesn't. He would not be old enough to qualify for seeing Gale Sayers even as a kid, I don't think, because I would be. And that would, I don't think, and I was never a fullback. I never was hit in the head. Except my tart got me once. He just came up behind and threw me on my head. He just threw me on my damn head.
Pulled you off your Shetland pony and threw you on the ground.
That's what he did. He was tart. Boy, he's a little tart. No, they don't. They don't. If they've never seen a bit of film in their life, then they don't.
Oh, but all of it. Jim Tom Sula. He might be an idiot, but he's a football guy. And they just this Josh Bellamy. He can't really run, and he kind of sucks. But he's a football player. Why do you have to pump up replacement level players? Why do you feel compelled to do that? Why is that part of your job? Lying about how good or bad players are.
I don't know. I guess it's part of it.
Curtis in Kansas City says the first lady of fruit on her head now is Miss Chiquita, the mascot for Chiquita Banana. But that's Carmen Miranda.
That's based on
Carmen Miranda. Yeah,
not exactly like they said it that last week. Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say.
Andy in the Quad City says in the last 2 years, Robbie Gould has missed 8 field goals. 6 wide left, 2 off the upright, 2 have missed wide right. He does have a propensity to aim or drift left. So maybe I'm remembering some from last year's misses that were wide, right? But this year he's been pulling. We're Boers and Bernstein.
I hate when you're pulling.
And it is a Bears Monday in all its glory.
Matt Prater, by the way, has not missed a field goal all year.
You've got the score.
49ers win. Sorry, Bears fans. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yeah, the Bears lose to San Francisco. Keep it right here. We'll analyze how this one got away. Plus, we'll take a look at their next game against the Washington team. Get ready for that game with us on Sports Radio 67 to the Score and 67tothescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The NFL Network is reporting that it would be, quote, a major surprise if Johnny Manziel does not start in Cleveland's next game against the 49ers. Of course, it was going to come to this. Of course, ownership and the fans want to see this guy play, and of course, the coaching staff is sick of him. Why wouldn't they be? Once again, they have given him every chance possible. They've bent over backwards to accommodate this guy, who may or may not even be able to play, and he still embarrasses them, lies to them, and picks partying over being a professional. At this point, I'm shocked that Mike Pettine wants anything at all to do with Manziel. I've seen enough. I don't want this guy on my team. But if you want to play him because you want to try to pump up his trade value and you have nobody else to go to, fine. Give him the rock. But do not expect him to be a part of your future, and don't be shocked if he steps in it again, either on or off the field or both. I don't want this guy in my locker room. I'm Jim Rome.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Hey, the holidays are right around the corner, which means the kids are out of school, hosting parties with families and friends. That's coming up too. That means more internet use at your house. Hi there, internet friends. It's Matt Abaticola. If you don't have internet through Comcast, well, you're in trouble. See, I've had Comcast since I moved out to the burbs several years ago, and my internet service with Xfinity has only gotten better and better. No matter how many devices are being used, the internet signal is always strong, very fast, songs download quickly, videos and movies don't stall or buffer. And Xfinity has an internet plan that will best fit your family's needs. Whether you guys surf the web a little or you're on there all the time, Xfinity has got you covered. You can make the switch to Xfinity for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. It's a great price. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. Now, this amazing offer, it ends 12/27/15. You have a little bit of time, but don't wait. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So dump your slow, unreliable internet and make the switch to America's fastest internet with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
Come out for the Miller Lite's best seat in the house Monday night football party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Hoffman Estates starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate fan cave prize pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Tomorrow night, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. From DeBrats and beverage options to store-made guacamole and more, you'll find great tailgate items at your local Julasco. Hello, I'm Zach Sidman. Here's the latest at Halas Hall.
I think his leg is healed. You know, now it's a matter of getting into football shape where he's kind of, been sidelined for some time. And we'll evaluate that, and we have medical people that deal with him every day. And we'll continue to bring the football playing element back into it. And, if he's cleared to play football, he'll be out there. If not, he won't.
John Fox with the latest on first-round pick Kevin White. A decision on his status has to be made after this week's game against Washington.
We have a deadline. It's not today. So we'll just continue to evaluate that day-to-day. And when that deadline hits, we'll keep you posted.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:29 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Baseball's hot stove heated up in a big way today as the winter meetings in Nashville got underway. The Cubs signed reliever Trevor Cahill to a one-year $4.25 million deal. He'll get the chance to stretch out for a shot at a starting rotation in spring training. Meanwhile, the Royals have signed pitcher Chris Young and have agreed to a three-year deal with reliever Joaquim Soria. The Mariners have acquired pitcher Wade Miley from Boston, and the Dodgers had supposedly acquired closer Aroldis Chapman from the Reds, but the Reds are now telling teams that deal is not yet done. To the NBA, where the Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Cameron Bairstow is back from the NBA Developmental League. In other NBA news, Nike signed LeBron James to a lifetime deal. It's the largest single athlete guarantee in the company's 44-year history, according to Darren Rovell. There was an optional practice for the Blackhawks this morning. Coach Joe Quenneville says Trevor Daley is out for tomorrow night's game against Nashville after a scary collision yesterday against Winnipeg. Daley is said to be okay. He's day-to-day. Hawks announced this morning they've recalled Dennis Rasmussen from Rockford and sent down Tanner Caro. And Bennett Omalu, the doctor who took on the NFL over concussions and CTE, penned an op-ed for the New York Times today in which he said parents should not allow their kids to play football, arguing that children should make that decision for themselves after reaching the age of majority. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's December sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And this hour brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
And we are grabbing Bears Monday phone calls. That is always thrilling and delightful. 312-644-6767. John in Hinsdale is next up.
Yeah, I just have a major problem with John Fox's consistent play calling at the end of games. Now, they were bailed out of it this week just like they were against the Packers. But if you can look, go back and look, after the kickoff return, they got it to about, I don't remember, it was the 35-yard line or whatever it was. They were content with running the ball three times, taking a chance at a 45 or 50-yard field goal if they weren't bailed out by the 10 or 11-yard Kadeem Carey first down.
That's not a matter of bailing out. It's he made the play.
But it's consistent with what they did against the Packers and being content with giving the football back to another team. They got stuffed on the first two runs. Carey got a lucky, they got a lucky 10 or 11-yard.
But the idea wasn't to give it back to the other team. It was the opposite of that. The idea was to get...
They would have. If they hadn't have gotten the first down, San Francisco had three timeouts.
You know, every team would have done that exact same thing, don't you? You know, every team would have done that same thing.
I'm not going to quibble with this because of a bad outcome.
Well, look at the Packers game and look at the Lions.
I'm not saying we're not looking at it, but every team would do the exact same thing.
No, but you're not. You're getting – obviously, after the first down, you play for the field goal, you run the clock down to two, and you play for the field goal. But they were content with – so you want to take your chances instead of on third down, at least trying to get a first down so you can bring up that scenario with missing a 50-yard field goal.
They did get a first down.
But they were content with not. They got lucky that Kadeem Carey broke the 10- or 11-yard run. They were content with kicking a 50-yard field goal and then missing it, possibly giving the ball back to the 49ers to go 20 yards to kick a game winner. And it's what they did with the Packers game, and it's what they did with the Lions.
No, they were going to run the clock down no matter which position on the field they were in. There wasn't going to be any time left for them to get the ball back. Yeah, the clock was going to be run down.
All right, yeah, this game does.
They're going to make them use every one of their timeouts. Done. Had the ball, got, ran theirs down. They had one timeout left, I want to say. Ran it down in 2 seconds. Done. That's it. Make or miss game. Every team would do the same thing.
Yeah, the difference was that it was a 36-yarder instead of a 50-yarder.
Yeah.
But a 50-yarder for an NFL kicker is really not that big a deal either with no wind.
It's not. I mean, they wanted to get to a spot where Robbie wanted it. They did. I mean, that I don't like the lack of attacking either, but not on that particular set of downs.
But their attacking wasn't going well.
Oh, I know.
It's not like when you're watching Drew Brees and Cam Newton, who are just feasting on Cam the opposing Newton. Secondaries, just pass after pass after pass
to nobody.
I know.
He's got one professional receiver. Our guy here. Greg Olson.
Yeah, because Ted Ginn has hands of stone.
Ted Ginn. No, it's not. I mean, remember he lost his best receiver before the season started, and there he turns up throwing 5 touchdown passes. Not that the Saints don't suck. And by the way, in case you're interested, Rick Hahn, are you paying attention? They would consider a trade for Sean Payton. Yeah, that's what they said. The word is if you're an NFL team and you want to trade for Sean Payton, they're open to it.
Well, why would Rick Hahn be listening?
No, I'm just kidding. Just throwing it because he wants to deal. But if you want Sean Payton and you have something to offer, you can have Sean Payton next year as your coach.
Can I take a call from a Joe?
Oh, this has been.
We've had 3 today, all bad. Right?
Every one of them bad. We're 0-3.
What do you say?
It's the sombrero. All right, go ahead.
Joe in Orland Park is on the score.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm starting to wonder what some of these callers were watching. When they call in and say this was a John Fox problem with the game plan, with what he was having them do, because, quite frankly, the game plan worked. The Bears executed that, and they were in the position to win the game. And it came down to Robbie Gould putting his toe on the ball and missing the kick. That was it. Not John Fox, not his game plan, because the opportunity was there to win, and they screwed the pooch.
Yep. It seems, you know,
that's
Joe.
That's kind of how I look at it.
It seems easy. I don't, you know, there's some games you could look around and you find all sorts of guys that you didn't. Yeah, and we found that. There's a lot of guys in the Bears just didn't blame for this, that, and the other. But the fact is, none of that matters. He makes that kick. All of the stupidity, all of the bad, for the last part of the bad never happens. He makes a kick, which is a routine kick for an NFL kicker. Routine. That is part of your deal. A 36-yard kick with a game on the line. Are you kidding me?
It's a chip shot.
Yeah, you kidding me? So, yeah, I mean, some things, it's hard to hash out. Your mind races here, and it goes there, and it comes back to there, and then you blame this guy or that guy or what coverage were you in, and you weren't in that, and all the other stuff you can do, and you didn't like the offensive play calls a lot. The fact is, it was teed up for you to win with 2 seconds left when you sucked all day. All day.
Mount Prospect, this is Bob. He is on the score.
Yeah, this is Bob from Mount Prospect. Guys,
of course it is.
Yeah, well, thank you. Did anybody talk about the fact that the Thompson run backs toward the end of the game, did anybody talk about the fact that if he would have paid more attention...
Yep, he could have cut inside.
Had
he cut inside, he could have at least rumbled behind a block a little longer.
Absolutely. He may have scored. End of story.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Thank you.
It was there.
Yep. I had no not been mentioned yet on this show, but I agree with you that with a little bit more patience and vision, somebody might have been able to catch up from behind.
Some of the great returners would have made that cut without even thinking about
he
it.
Had,
that cut would have been made.
He had some opportunity there for a minimum of an extra 15 yards if not scoring. That I noticed, yes.
How close do you have to get for Robbie?
Come on, Deontay. Naperville, this is Kendall on the score.
Hey, guys. So I'm wondering, do you kick the field goal on third down there and save a timeout in case there's a bad snap? And the reason I say that is I wonder if the Bears coaching staff has the wherewithal to do the math. Because the only drawback would be, okay, you kick the field goal successfully on third down, and then you have to kick the ball off to the offense. So you could do that math. You could go back,
5 years and see what the odds are. Are the odds greater that there's a bad snap, or the odds greater?
Well, the last time we saw that, Mark Trestman opted for that, and Robbie Gould missed that kick too.
Right, but what I'm saying is, does this coaching staff do that math? Because that can be done. You can figure out what the odds are.
I don't think they do it in real time. It doesn't. Based on the way they've answered questions about clock management and that kind of thing all year, I wouldn't bet on it, Kendall. I don't know for sure, but it certainly doesn't seem like this coaching staff is doing that.
I wouldn't bet on it.
I don't think so. Here's Dan. He's next on WSCR The Score.
I just wanted to make two comments. First comment I want to state is that just moving forward, I know you can evaluate one game at a time, and I hate second guessing being the Monday night quarterback. But as a Chicago fan,
all right, what's your comment?
Are you guys prepared for every game to be within a field goal? Do you feel comfortable putting a field goal kicker in that position every game to try to win the game at the last moment?
Not this
or
one.
Would you have, you know?
Well, this is one of the most accurate kickers in the history of football.
Yeah. He's fading a little bit this year. He's fading a little bit. Okay, he's down to 19th this year.
You said you had two comments. What's the next one?
Yes, you should.
Next one is, and then, like I said, this is where I'm going to be the Monday night quarterback. Do you feel on Monday that drive where they failed to get the first down on 3rd and 2, that during that drive, the passing selection play call would have been better off if they used more of a play action instead of a straight-up pass?
We've reached peak Bears Monday, I believe. But that's okay. We'll find more. I guarantee you where that.
Well, I don't want to be a Monday day quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the fear of being a Monday afternoon quarterback, yeah, do you guys think they should have kicked the field goal on 2nd down?
No. I just got to know how close you need to be.
Well,
how
I think
close you need to be.
Well, Terry, I mean, the rule is this.
The rule.
If you're inside the 30-yard line, yeah, you can turn your helmet around backwards.
Right. They changed that this year.
Right. If you're outside the 30,
just tease the other team.
Well, I mean, you can do it whenever you want. It's just generally speaking, percentages they really drop if you're outside the 30 and you flip your helmet around trying to kick a field goal.
Right. Unless you're playing in London. Because when you're at one of those London games...
Well, because it's the time change.
Correct. Yeah. So you have to turn your helmet sideways.
Right.
And then you can petition Parliament and members of Parliament for the opportunity to completely
well, you
spin
can't
your helmet
set yourself
around.
Up.
Well, you know, I hate... I don't want to be, you know, Monday night quarterback, but do you think they made the right decision hiring John Fox? And what are the chances of Adam Gase taking over when John Fox retires?
Or they just give him the
you
job.
You mean by next week?
And how do you? My question for you guys is this: you've been just dumping on Jim Tomsula since he was hired, by the Niners, and he beat your team this week.
Yes, he did. He beat.
How do you guys feel? Two questions.
Yes.
Number one: how do you feel about that one now? And Dan, who are you crapping?
Ask yourself. The Boars and Bernstein Show, and boy, the phone lines are full. So this is
going to full of morons.
No, no, not necessarily.
It's the worst day in the world.
I love it. You love
it
too.
It's the worst day in the world.
This is the worst day in the world. No, yesterday was pretty awful, but
yes,
we're
going
to make a run for it here. Bears Monday. You think? You got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
A hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each hoodie footy has a drawstring hood. Most important thing, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a hoodie footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And, of course, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday and tell them the score and send you. And Boris Bernstein loves guys named Joe's.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns. Ow. English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
CBS Mondays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces. Mondays, only CBS.
Ladies, listen up. Guys are impossible to shop for, right? Trying to find a holiday gift he loves is like asking Santa to give up milk and cookies. It just isn't gonna happen. That's where Mantry comes in. They're a food subscription service for guys, run by guys. With products like smoked jerky, mint julep mix, and bacon spread shipped in a handsome wooden crate, you can scratch every guy off your shopping list. Visit Mantry.com/Santa to get free shipping. Again, that's Mantry.com/Santa for our special offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We were definitely in range, and I didn't want to at that point in time risk a possible penalty that would set us back, similar to what happened on the other side, or a fumble of some kind, something, you know, unique. And I felt that we were clearly in range, and we could get the game over at that time. Certainly, we were running the ball very well.
It's the Bears Monday on Boards Diversity, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And I can guarantee at this point, it's a very special Bears Monday. Holy God. 312-644-6767. We left this day mostly to you. And apparently just for people named Joe as well.
Taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Al is calling from his car. He's on the score.
How are you guys?
Hello, Al.
Oh, boys. You know, I had to say this. I listen to you guys once in a while and don't call in, but we're so used to Trestman, or we got so used to Trestman, who was Dr. Death. That's like the best word I've ever heard, or best name anybody I've ever heard made. But this guy, compared to him, is better. But I don't think he's such a great coach. And I think some of the decisions that have been made over the last however many games are really suspect.
Well, what did he make yesterday that was suspect? What did he do? I mean, I agree that in the past there have been suspect decisions. Yeah, yes.
Nobody's saying not to question him. Just that he came in with a track record of being something better than what was here before. So what specifically vexed you?
I don't know anything about any sports well enough to define all the intricacies of it. But
what specifically bothered you?
What bothered you yesterday?
Well, for example, when you got close to scoring at the end, I don't know why we're not going for a touchdown or trying to score as opposed to trying to do a field goal. And Mr. Golder has been deteriorating for well over a year now.
Okay,
I know he's, but no coach, whoever lived, would do anything differently. It's a 36-yard kick. You don't go in. You think you go in the end zone? If you go in the end zone, you're going to look at that dumbest guy in the face of the earth.
That's what teams do. You've got a kicker whose job it is to make that kick as time is running out. That's NFL football 101. In Naperville, Steve, you are on WSCR.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. I go a different way with it. I really I don't mind them losing a heartbreaking game like this because I don't see him doing anything deep in the playoffs. I'm looking at, you know, the next year, building draft picks, trying to, you know, stock the farm system, so to speak. So
there's no farm system in football.
Obviously, there's no farm system in football. Sorry for my misspeaking, but I take it a different way. It's not that it's not a doomsday to me. I see them as being very competitive. They're making the right steps from week to week. You know, it's unfortunate that Gould couldn't come through like he normally does.
Gould.
But, you know, so what?
Okay.
All right. So what? We'll give it a giant so what.
In Skokie, this is Rich. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. I just kind of want to distract you from this Bears talk. And I want to bring up that Eagles-Patriots game because you see an Eagles team that loses, you know, they give up 90 points in two games to two lackluster teams. You know, you have the Lions and the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in and they outscore probably the best offense in the NFL right now.
Special teams outscored them.
Mm-hmm.
21 straight points, yes.
And your point is what?
Interception.
I wanted to hear your guys' opinion on the game.
What kind of opinion do you want?
I guess how the Eagles ended up winning that game.
I don't know.
Because of those three plays.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the difference in the game.
Well, they ended up putting up more points than just what their special teams put up, though.
Yeah, but it's 20. Yeah, but they had an interception return. They had it's 21 straight points they scored off plays that normally aren't made. So I mean, you win by a touchdown. I hardly think that's earth shattering in any way, shape, or form.
Wolf in Atlanta is on WSCR.
Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
For the White Sox, I think that third base is the most important, and also, attitude is important. We've had kind of wimpy guys.
Oh, no.
So Brett Lowry is kind of a bad boy, and he's a guy you'd want to get into a fight with.
That's enough.
Oh, my God. What the?
Chatham, Illinois. Don, you're on the score.
Don from Chatham?
Yes.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to rename your show Moron Monday.
I can't hear a word you say.
No.
I probably sound like Fox. I think all these guys. What does a doctor death?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah, I'm having a little problem with the phone connection there.
They have no phone lines in Chatham. He's just screaming.
He's screwed into a can.
Hello, Chatham. Up in Chatham.
Let's try Len on WSCR. Hi, Len.
Hey, guys. Not a big Jay Cutler fan, but is it because he's not at the same level as Aaron Rodgers that I've seen him get face mask, helmet to helmet in the pocket? and the body slam yesterday would have made Jake the Snake proud. No call. I just don't get it.
I don't think anybody does. They'll be fine, but they didn't get a call. I mean, no idea. I see a guy go by him and just kind of like push him or something, and it's a penalty. Even when you know the guy is trying his damnedest not to, they still throw the flag on you. That guy picks him up and throws him on his head right in front of the official. And what happened? Nothing. Tart. He's tart.
There's a little bit of breaking news here. Donald Trump just called for the United States to bar all Muslims from entering the country until the nation's leaders can, quote, figure out what is going on. The New York Times says this is an extraordinary escalation of his harsh rhetoric aimed at members of the Islamic faith. So without looking at the various polling data, it's obvious to anybody the hatred is beyond comprehension. Where this hatred comes from and why we'll have to determine. Until we're able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it poses, our country cannot be the victims of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad and have no sense of reason or respect for human life. A spokeswoman for Mr. Trump confirmed the authenticity of the statement, asked what prompted it. Mr. Trump said, death. All right, then. Well, that is an actual candidate for president of the United States who is
running. Is he running second now?
I don't know. It depends which polls you believe.
Yeah, I don't believe any polls.
So what about Muslims who are already here? Who are actually like Americans? Is he going to put them in camps?
But if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you.
Okay, well, that's fine. But
can't you? Can I say Merry Christmas?
Seriously?
No.
You have to bar all
every holidays?
He's barring all Muslims. What about the actual ones that are here?
But he said coming in, right?
Right, but there's ones that are actually Muslim and living.
I don't know.
Here. Is he going to remove them?
It's not my thought. I can't finish his thought. It's not my thought, so I can't finish that thought.
Northside Ralph is on the score.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. I was going to say about the Bears game yesterday. One, I don't really mind if you lost. I mean, you guys said from the start of the year, and most people knew, they're not going to do anything even if they do make the playoffs. So I'll take a slightly better draft pick. But as far as Robbie Gould is concerned, you know, do you guys remember when he was trying to get that new contract and a couple years ago? He was saying he doesn't know if he could re-sign with the Bears because, you know, it's just so tough on him physically to kick on such a slippery field. Do you remember that? I mean, I haven't been able to take him seriously since then. I mean, he's playing on a team with guys who are obviously putting their bodies through the tilt. And, you know, he makes it sound like he's going to war out there. I just can't take that.
He also compared himself to Michael Jordan.
Yep. Remember he said he has to feed his family?
Yeah, to feed his family. And, that you know, when that taking that last kick is like taking that last shot when Michael took it. Well, and he said, but Michael missed too. Sure he did. That's like missing a dunk, though.
Exactly. At the end of a game.
Yeah. Michael comes flying at the basket.
That's missing a bunny is what that
that's
is.
That's what I
you
think.
You want to continue that comparison? We can if you want.
I don't want to. I think we've declared. I'll call Trump, see what he thinks.
He thinks that Hakeem Olajuwon and...
We're banning him?
Shaquille O'Neal has to leave the country. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has to leave the country.
Wow.
And Muhammad Ali has to leave the country.
Wow.
I never thought we'd get to that.
Casualties.
He sat around and said, all right, here's what we're going to do.
Trump America.
we're going to have to bar all members of a certain religious faith from entering the country.
Just casualties of the great Trump American tour.
Their inherent violence. Everybody else committing violence is fine. You've got the score.
Bears lose to the 49ers. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel & Goff Show. Middays 9-1. Yes, we're looking back at the loss to find out what went wrong. Plus, we'll preview their next matchup with the Washington NFL team. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
And $10 a meal. all the fresh ingredients you need, and this is critical, in exactly the right proportions. There's zero waste. And you make simple, seasonal, home-cooked meals. You get to use all kinds of ingredients that you might not have used before. You don't have any waste. You're not running around crazy. It ships for free. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. There's all kinds of variety. It's flexible. You can pick and choose what you want. And it's easy. Everything's got a photo card of every step, exactly how it's supposed to look. It's completely idiot-proofed. Even if you think, oh, I don't know if I can make it. Trust me, you can. My kids do it. They get it all started. And as long as I'm in the room when they're boiling things and frying things, they can literally, my two kids can make these meals themselves. And it's been awesome because you get to work on all your skills. You get to try stuff you never would have tried before. The other night we made chili rubbed steaks with a what they call quick kimchi. It's instead of a fermented kimchi, it's like a kimchi spicy slaw, a vinegary sweet spicy slaw, and this tomato rice. It's brown rice that stews in a tomato sauce, but it's